Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building something small, heavy, and seriously useful for drum and bass, a subsigned resample breakdown in Ableton Live 12. If that sounds fancy, don't worry. The idea is simple. We're going to write a clean subsigned bass phrase, record it into audio, then chop it up and rebuild it into a breakdown that feels musical, rag-infused, and a little bit chaotic in the best way. This is one of those DNB moves that shows up everywhere. Jungle rollers, darker bass music, even Euro-leaning intros. The reason it works is because it creates contrast. You get a deep, focused bass statement, then you break it apart, filter it, distort it, and use the fragments to build tension before the next drop. So today, think of this as three skills in one. First, writing a bass phrase that actually grooves. Second, resampling it inside Ableton. Third, turning that audio into a real arrangement moment instead of random effects clutter. Let's get into it. Start a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo somewhere between 172 and 174 BPM. That's a very comfortable drum and bass zone. It gives you that classic forward motion without feeling too rushed. Now create three tracks. One MIDI track for the sub bass, one auto track for resampling, and one more track for drums or break loop. Rename them right away. Seriously, this saves you time and keeps your head clear. You do not want to be staring at audio 1 while trying to build a breakdown with momentum. Before you even touch sound design, remember the first coach note here. Start from the groove, not from the sound. If the bass rhythm feels good in MIDI, the resample will already have attitude. On your sub bass track, load operator or wavitable. Keep it super simple. Use a sine oscillator. Turn down or remove extra harmonics. The goal here is not a huge wobbly monster patch. The goal is a clean, stable foundation. Now write a one bar or two bar phrase with short notes and space between them. Rag-infused DNB bass often works because of rhythm and phrasing, not because of dense note writing. Think of it like a conversation. The bass says a short phrase, then leaves a gap. That gap matters. In this style, the silence after a hit is part of the energy. A good beginner starting point is to stay around low notes like C1 to E1, with note lengths around an eighth note to a quarter note. Try a shape like this, a short note on beat 1, another quick note soon after, then a rest, then a slightly longer note, then a pickup near the end, then stop or let it tail off. You're aiming for something that feels like it's talking back to the drums. If you want the rag of flavor, make the rhythm a little conversational. Not rigid, not mechanical. Think vocal cadence. Think response and reply. That call and response feel is a huge part of why this style hits so hard. Now let's shape the sub just enough so it translates well. Add EQ 8 if you need it, then saturator, then utility. Keep the sub mono with utility at 0% width. That part is important. The low end needs to stay locked in the middle. For saturator, start with a little drive, maybe 2 to 5 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives the sine a little extra presence without destroying the purity of the sub. With EQ 8, only clean up obvious rumble if necessary. Don't overwork the sub. Keep it clean. Save the grime for later. That's another big beginner rule. Process the resampled version hard if you want, but keep the original sub simple and stable. The cleaner your source is, the better the chopped breakdown will feel later. Now we're ready for the important move. Print early, edit later. Create an audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm it, then record your MIDI bass phrase for a few bars. Record a little extra beyond the phrase so you have tails and room to edit. You want at least one clean pass, and if you automate anything like filter movement, capture that too. This is the moment where the bass becomes arrangement material. Once it's audio, you can chop it like a break. You can reverse slices, stretch them, shift them around, and use the results as musical building blocks instead of just a note sequence. Drag that recorded audio into a fresh section of the timeline or onto a new audio track. Now zoom in and start cutting with Command or Control and E. Chop it into small pieces, but stay musical. Start on the grid. You can nudge later if needed. Here's a simple breakdown idea that works really well for beginners. Keep the first bass hit intact. Cut the second hit into a short stab. Leave one bar with just a tail or texture. Reverse one tiny slice for that inhale effect. Then duplicate a small slice at the end to push the phrase forward. This is where it starts to sound intentional. You're not just chopping audio for the sake of chaos. You're writing a mini bass conversation out of a recorded performance. Use clip gain or the clip envelope to shape the slices. Push the important accents up a little, maybe 1 to 3 dB. Pull down the thin or noisy bits. If a slice needs to stop more abruptly, add a little fade. Keep it tidy. Now let's give the whole thing some motion. Put auto filter on the resampled bass track. A low-pass filter is a great starting point. Add a little resonance, but not too much, and automate the cutoff over 4 bars. A good breakdown arc here is to start dark and muffled, then open up gradually, then let one slice hit more aggressively, then close it back down before the next drop. That kind of sweep makes the breakdown breathe. You can also automate saturator drive for more grit as the section builds, or send a little reverb to the chopped upper fragments, just enough to create space. If you want a fake riser, automate utility gain a little bit. Keep it simple. One strong movement is better than 5 weak ones. Now bring in the drums. Add a breakbeat, or build a simple drum pattern with kick, snare, hats, and maybe a few ghost notes in drum rack. You do not need to overcomplicate this. The drums should support the bass chaos, not fight it. If you're using a loop, set warp mode to beats and preserve the transient so the groove stays tight. Trim the loop so it locks nicely to the bass. During the first half of the breakdown, keep the drums sparse. Then add a few extra hats or ghost snare hits as the bass gets more broken up. That's a classic move in Jungle and Rollers. You start with space, then slowly increase rhythmic detail. It keeps the listener engaged without overcrowding the mix. Now think like an arranger. The bass and drums need to answer each other. A simple way to do that is to alternate between a clean sub phrase and chopped resample stabs. For example, one bar can be the question, a low clean bass line. The next bar can be the answer, chopped, filtered, and gritty fragments. Then give a little breath with reduced drums or a short silence. Then lift into the next phrase. That call and response structure is huge in Ragga Jungle and Darker DNB. It gives the breakdown shape. It makes it feel like the track is speaking, not just looping. If you want a little more attitude, add drum bus or another saturator to the resampled auto. Keep the amount moderate. You want edge, not mush. The rule here is clean sub, dirty resample. That separation keeps the mix readable and powerful. If you want even more grime, you can try Redux very lightly, tiny amounts only. It can add texture fast, but it can also make things brittle if you overdo it. So treat it like seasoning, not the main ingredient. At this point, you've got the ingredients for a real breakdown. Now arrange it like one. A strong beginner structure could be 8 bars of groove, then a 4-bar stripped breakdown, then a 4-bar build back with chopped bass, then a heavier second drop. If you're placing it in a track, this usually works really well after a solid drop section or right before a switch up. Add a little transition too. A reverse cymbal works well. A snare fill at the end of bar 3 or 7 can help. A filtered noise sweep or downlifter can make the return feel earned. The breakdown is not a break from the song. It is a controlled drop in energy that makes the next section hit harder. Now, a few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the sub too loud. If the kick disappears, the sub is probably dominating too much. Keep headroom. Second, don't process the original sine bass too heavily. Keep the source clean. Put the grit on the resampled audio instead. Third, don't chop randomly. Start with musical cuts, then experiment. Fourth, don't drown the bass in reverb. Low end should stay mostly dry. If you add space, do it more on the chopped upper fragments than on the actual sub. Fifth, keep stereo widening away from the sub. Sub should stay mono. And sixth, don't overload the breakdown. Bass matters. In this style, the gaps between hits are part of the groove. A few extra pro moves if you want to level this up. Try layering two versions of the bass identity. Keep one layer clean and stable, and another layer resampled and dirtier underneath it. That gives you weight and character at the same time. Try automating filter cutoff and drive together. A darker start that gets brighter and rougher toward the end makes a breakdown feel dramatic without needing a huge amount of notes. Try adding ghost notes in the drums. Even tiny hat flicks or snare ghosts can make the bass feel more alive. Try one little reversed slice before an accent hit. That inhale effect is small, but it hits hard when used sparingly. And if you find one chop that sounds especially good, let it become a hero slice. Bring it back a few times. Repetition helps the listener remember the section. Here's a quick practice version if you want to work fast. Make a 2-bar sine sub phrase in operator. Record it to audio using resampling. Chop that audio into at least 6 slices. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff over 4 bars. Put a simple breakbeat underneath. Then build a basic call and response. Clean sub in 1 bar. Chopped response in the next. Quieter or filtered version after that, then a fill into the drop. Try not to add more than one extra effect after that. The goal is speed and decision making. If you want a challenge, make 2 versions. One more Ragga and Jungle, with looser chops and more swing. One more dark and modern, with tighter edits, harsher saturation, and less space. Compare them and ask yourself which one feels more like a real arrangement moment. So let's wrap it up. The core idea is this. Write a solid subsign phrase, resample it, then break it apart into a musical breakdown. Keep the original sub clean and mono. Use audio editing for fast creative movement. Use filter sweeps, saturation, and space to build tension. Let the bass and drums answer each other. And always think in phrases, not random noise. If you get those basics right, you've got a very reusable DNB technique. It can sit in rollers, jungle, rag-infused chaos, or darker bass music, and it all starts with one simple thing, a good groove printed to audio and rebuilt with intention. Now go make that bass talk back.